הסוד is הכלל ישראל הזה עצמיסטי כקונקשן תוך קדוש ברוך הוא. So when a person has a katnus, a person falls into katnus. Katnus means hester. So why should he feel his oyos to a bunch of them? Why are they ma'oyer? Why should a yid be ma'oyer a little? Falls into katnus, falls into yirida. And fuck yeah, the yitzhar attacker says you fall into a yirida. And thus is it. A mistake a yid feels when he falls into a katnus, fuck yeah, he starts feeling more of a gargoyin to the Rebbein Shalem. Why is that? Because the kesher between Klal Yisrael and Rebbein Shalem is an atzmistic kesher, which is lamal lemitam v'das. Tamba das, katnus, the hester, Rebbein Shalem is master upon him, so that's it. There's no kesher. Oh, but there's an atzmistic kesher. Atzmistic kesher has got nothing to do with the matzav around. Atzmistic kesher, since that's the mal lemitam v'das, that's what Rebbein Shalem says. There's a kakuda that Rebbein Shalem is bound with us. It's not just he's bound with us. Bound means we're you're one and he's one, and you're bound together. You stay two people, but you're bound together. Rebbein Shalem's atzmi is echad v'klal Yisrael. It's not a neshama chelak l'kaim yimal. There's an atzmistic kesher. Atzmistic kesher al kochach has nothing to do with the matzav. A one darga, kilu between family members. There's an atzmistic kesher. So a child is moired by malchus aviv, whatever is moired. There's an atzmistic kesher. You're prepared to. So we're better to not to think of what you should do now, it'll be logic. Because he's a son, he's a brother, he's a dos, he's a yens. He's your atzmistik, he shares atzmis with you. If he shares atzmis with you, so then you overlook the tam v'das. The mandrengo of Klal Yisrael, Rebbein Shalom, is lohim emal emcha. So forget. So when the Klal Yisrael realized, when Klal Yisrael emo'era, that chukka, that gaguim, in time of katnus, that's medale, then even our katnus doesn't take away forget. Our katnus just makes gaguim azim to the Rebbein Shalom. And that's megala atzmistik kesher. That's megala atzmistik kesher. Then the Rebbein Shalom comes and whispers to us. That's the kesher. If we're no more, it looks like no more, there's another. There's a horror, hooray. Rebbein Shalom is Machiah the Briya Virega. But Be'etzah, when a yid is Ma'oir Chukas to Rebbein Shalom from Katnus, his inner Rebbein Shalom comes a whisper.
It felt even more when he's the Katnus.
Havada, felt even more, because when it's begadless, then the Kesha can be a Kesha which is B'tam V'das. Tam V'das, that's all the Sfarim say, it's a Brochen Hearts. is much greater than Rebbein Shalom than it's a big Kabbalah b'kahat, because it's a brach nahas. There you ma'ir the atzmis. Ma'ir the atzmis is nothing greater. Everything else, which is tam v'das, as you can always say that the kesher, it's a kila b'chin of ava tliyim b'noam. When's the greatest tefillah? What's the greatest tefillah? Tefillah la'ani. What's a tefillah la'ani? Tefillah la'ani ki yatov. Ani is chanish b'stegeben. That's the greatest tefillah. Why? Because then it shows that Rebbein Shalom is loving to you. Why? Atzmistika connection with Rebbein Shalom. So Moed Kenekuda. So David HaMelech went to the Beis HaMelech. It's a sidetrack. It's Makushat in a Mila. David HaMelech went to the Beis HaMelech and he had Chalishas Halas. He didn't have any mitzvahs. But then he was Ma'ir and he saw that he has Bris Mila. And a Bris Mila is something that even in a Beis HaMelech it's imprinted in the person. So the Gemara says, David HaMelech said the Pasuk, Sasa Noichi Alim Rasecha Kamoitzi Shalul Ra. Shat is David HaMelech. We want to discuss in a minute. David HaMelech is Megala, the Atzmis of Klal Yisrael is connected, inseparable to the Rebbein Shalom. So therefore, David HaMelech had big hasagas. Oh, he's a Tefillah La'ani. Tefillah La'ani ki yatev. Bifnei Hashem yishpech sicha. He was Megala the Tefillah La'ani. He was Megala Atzmis to kesha to the Rebbein Shalom. So why do you say? This is the Holy Sod. The Holy Sod of Shei Ashirim. That's why we're dealing with Shei Ashirim. What's the whole vat of Shei Ashirim? What's the whole vat of a Shei? Shei is when you feel the Rebbein Shalom is when you feel the atzmistic connection to the Rebbein Shalom. Discuss that. Shei is where you sing, where you feel atzmistic, you feel atzmistic kesha. That's the klal. Klal Gadol. You only sing Shei when you feel the atzmistic connection to the Rebbein Shalom. It says that kol Ashirim Kodesh, or Shei Ashirim, Kodesh Kadoshim. What's the vat? Shir Shirim is Kodesh Kadoshim, must be the Kodesh Kadoshim, must be the Bechina of the Kodesh Kadoshim from the Beis HaMikdash. What was the Kodesh Kadoshim Beis HaMikdash? Kruvim, Afila B'Shar She'ein Tafka V'ein Oysen Ritzayin Hashem Malkim B'Shar Sachol Beis HaMikdash. The Kruvim were what? Mufa'a or Mu'urabin Zebaze? Mu'urin, they were Mu'urin Zebaze. What's the Kodesh Kadoshim Megala? Kodesh Kadoshim is Megala, Klal Yisrael, Atzmi, Stika, Makusha, the Rebbein Shalom, Ma'ala, Min HaTam V'Das. When God went into the Kodesh Kadosh Yom Kippurim, his davar was Pshat is he was Megala in a Kuda, that the Atzmistika Kesher, between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ma'ala Mitam Adas. So even if they were Oiva Averis, and even if they had a terrible year, and you read this, and then they Kefel HaChakadnas, when God went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was Megala, that let's overlook everything. He went into a Mokar, and says, Rabbi Nishlan, we were Mekushati Be'etzem. From Mekushati Be'etzem, he said, En Malasot, Kilu, En Lecha Malasot, from Mekushati Be'etzem. That's the word. In Kodesh Kodeshim, it's Megala. This measure is Shir Shir. Lining the other man. That's why Kodesh Kodeshim was a mockery. The Kohen Gadol davened a Tefil Ketzara. It wasn't davening in the Kodesh. Kodesh Kodeshim was Megala at Atzmis to Kekesh. That's why, what did he do? They did one thing. He was Makti Ketoris. Ketoris is Lashon of Kesher, right? Ayakter. Ayakter is a Lashon of Kesher. He did one thing. He walked into Kodesh Kodeshim. He says, Rabbi Nishlam, we're Mekusha to you. Finish. Ein Malasot. So we have to have, if it's katnus, if it's godless, if we had a bad year, if we had a good year, we're mekushet to Yirmal and our Talmudas. That's why the R was Ein Amin Amidah. There's no Talmudas in the Kodesh Kodesh. It's the Malam and our Talmudas. So Malam Talmudas, that's Megala the Atzmias. And how's the Kapor of Yom Kippur? It's the Kapor, Moedik Kapor of Yom Kippur. That was why the whole Bessam English was Bechin of Shira. Levim, Shiram, Zimram. Because Bessam English was Megala the Atzmias to Kekesh. Kodesh Kadoshim, that was Megala, there was the most chelik achi pnimi from the Bissam English, and Megala the most atzmis to Kekeshet between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mela, that's the same word with Sheashir. Sheashir is what we see. If you look at Rashi, so Rashi in Sephorna is slightly different, but what's the word of Sheashir? You look at Rashi in Akdoma, Rashi in the beginning of Sheashir. Rashi says it's the Klal Yisrael who are remembering what Gavaltik and Zmanim we had with Rabbi Nishleinu, and now in Golas we're miskagen, it's like a woman has been separated, the whole it's Ishib Ishtoi, the doid and the ray, we've been separated, and we're yearning, Stafka, Firashi Kilo Stafka, and a Kilo Bechin and a Matzav of Katnus. Toshi Hashim is the Gagun to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remembering the godless, and the Gagun Tafka Mitech HaKatnus. That's the word of Sheashir. In other words, and therefore, that's why we sing Sheashir, we're saying to the Rabbi Nishleinu. It's the same, we're singing the Kodesh Kodoshim. We're saying Rabbi Nishleinu, we're Mekushet Yub Atzmus, in Malasot. That's the Darag of Sheashir. In other words, there's no two Bechinas over here. There's no Us and Rabbi Nishleinu. There's no Us and Rabbi Nishleinu, we're separate. There's no Us and Rabbi Nishleinu. Sheashir is Atzmus, Tikka Kesha. There's only one. Who's that one? Us and you. You and us. And that's why what the whole Sheashir is, Rabbi Nishleinu talks to Shvach, the Doid talks to Shvach, how beautiful the Rei is, the Rei says how beautiful the Doid is. All it's all each one complimenting the other one, saying, we're each other, that's what we are, that's Kodesh Kodoshim. Sheashir is Kodesh Kodoshim. He's breaking away the feeling that Rabbi Nishleinu has left us, breaking away the feeling that it can be a Shaykh of a Hester upon him. Rabbi Nishleinu is not with us means that Be'etzim is not with us. And Sheashir is Mevara, that Sheker. Sheashir is Mevara. The hest upon him is only a bechin of hest upon him. Of the pnimius of avada and avada, avada and avada. It's a makusha atzmi stick to Rabbi Nishleinu. The pedal dik is sod. Says kol hashirim. The Gemara Megillah. Kol hashirim kodesh. Hashir hashirim kodesh. Where is it? It's a Mishnah. As a Mishnah, you'll be learning it with Meis. Mishnah Maseches Yedayim. Why is it Mishnah Maseches Yedayim? It's Pshat Yedayim. He came to the Ren Yedayim. Maseches Yedayim is the Masechta of Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech is Masakin. On Tachkan Shlomo is Masakin on Tilis Yedayim. What's the word? The word is Yedayim makes a person break away from feeling these parts of the Kodesh Baruch. Koichi, Oitzim Yodi, also is a Chayel Hazeh. Chayyad makes you feel independent from Rabbi Nishleinu. Natilas Yedayim is what that's when Natilas is lashon of to lift up. So Yedeichem Kodesh. It's something that was feeling the Atzmius, the Koyin of Duchens. Siyas Kapayim. The Siyas Kapayim means we lifted the hands. And it's something that was a statement that we're not separate. The Yedayim that makes a person feel that he's not Atzmius with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lifting up the Yedayim to you. That's where the Kiyar, the first Avodah, was with the Yedayim. You walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to know that you're with Mekusha Atzmius with Rabbi Nishleinu. How do you do that? You first wash your hands. Esav is Yedayim Yedei Esav. He broke away, he gives the feeling of independence. But the feeling of Atzmius has to start with an Avodah of Yedayim. That's the Kiyar. Kiyar is the Avodah of Yedayim. Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, went to the Kodesh Kodashim, his hands were full. This hand he had this hand he had the other. It was an avoda bihoy. It was an avoda's yadayim going into the kodesh hakadosh. Why? Because you bring the ktoyers, and you have a yakter, and you have a yakter. You bring your yadayim to the Rabbein Shalom. You say, these yadayim are making me feel that I'm breaking away from you, the Rabbein Shalom. Make me feel that I'm independent. Here they are. Have emes time. Emes your yadayim. That's the kiyor, and that's the whole bechinas yadayim. Mela therefore, what's Masechus Yadayim? The Takonis, Shlema Melech is Masakin. If you don't wash Bilat, and tell us Yadayim Shniyas him. Oymek Yadayim Askonis him. If you push up shot, Askonis him, they might have touched the Mokum and Yimachuyim to this Yadayim. But if Oymek Askonis him, Yadayim are busy people. In other words, Mesiach Das, that's the whole about Mesiach Das from Rabbein Shleim. With the Yadayim, you Mesiach Das from Rabbein Shleim. Productive, you're doing, Matit. Mesiach Das from the Rabbein Shleim. Shlomo HaMelech was Megala that Nakuda. It's a very tief Nakuda. Shlomo HaMelech, who wrote Shiashir? Shlomo HaMelech, the same one who wrote Shiashir, was Megala the Atzmistik Keshe with Asana Kodesh Baruch Hu, the same one who was Mesakin and Tilis Yadayim. Same one who was Mesakin and Tilis Yadayim, you have to wash your hands. Same one who was Mesakin the whole din of Yadayim Shniyas, Yadayim Askonias. Shlomo HaMelech broke away from the Yadayim. He was Mekadesh the Bechinas Yadayim. If you Mekadesh the Bechinas Yadayim, then you can sing Shiashir. Then you can sing the Bechinas of Kodesh Kodesh. That's the Keshe with Shiashir and Mesakhas Yadayim. Why did he get tiefer? How does he go tiefer? Because Tod HaMelech didn't have Shiashim. Shleim HaMelech no Shiashim. Tod HaMelech didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Shleim HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Why? David had such gargoyim. And the answer is, Chazal say, why wasn't David allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash? Because he had dam b'yadayim. He had dam b'yadayim. He was a loichem l'chomas. Loichem l'chomas, it's koichi. It was a bechin of koichi. Not that Chas v'Sham David HaMelech ever felt koichi v'yitzi. However, what is, this English is very sensitive. You mustn't use your yadayim. If you use your yadayim to be menatzeach melchomas, you can't build the Bissam English. Bissam English is a bechina where the whole musig of yadayim askonia, the whole musig of koich v'etzim yodi must be mufka from you. So Tov Namelech had done with yadayim. When you menatzeach melchomas, that's the koich v'etzim yodi. Asa li zachayin as a chayil as a soldier. Koich v'etzim yodi, asa li zachayin as a...
Even though he was murdered. How
does it
really?
But the pshat is, if you have dam b'yadayim, you had a musuk of using your yadayim to be menatzeach melchomos. That's so dark. It's so darkistic. Because HaMikdash can only be built. Why mustn't you use barzel? Why mustn't you use barzel? The son of Elohim barzel. Because barzel is created for melchom. Right? Barzel is created from katzei yomim shel adam. Anything that's created for melchom, where do you hold the sword in your hand? Anything that's created for showing koichi v'yoytzi. A person can be nichshal in the mechinas koichi v'yitzi, and that's mufka from that. That's why what was the first melchama that Klal Yisrael had when they left Mitzrayim? Chemes Amalek. How did they win the war? Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hand. Lift up your hand. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was on a high cliff. Moshe Rabbeinu was showing Klal Yisrael that you're going now be loichem melchamas with your yadayim. Watch my yadayim. I mean, is the yadayim were raised. Yadayim you raised, that's the sod HaTshuva. That's why that Mishnah, Yikashiyor Moshe Yodah, Vigova Yisrael, is the Mishnah and the Rosh Hashanah. That's the Rosh Hashanah, Naseris Yimei Tshuva. Give the Yadayim back to the Rabbein Shleim. Yom Kippur, you went in there, and you Makashah B'atzmius with the Rabbein Shleim. But that was the whole vote of Melchem Samadik. Melchama, you have to look at Moshe Rabbeinu, he's Yoram Moshe's Yodah, it's the same Yoram Moshe, the same Nasiyas Kapayim in the Nabis HaMikdash. He showed the Yadayim Ashaych to the Rabbein Shleim. Then he could be like, so Tov HaMelech had dam b'yadayim. He had dam b'yadayim on a darkistic level. He couldn't build a Beis HaMikdash. Shleima HaMelech, forget, there was no Melchamas. Shleima was a time, Melech Shalom Shleim, and it was a time of Shalom. It was a time of Shalom, he never used his Yadayim. For Koich HaBiyotzim Yadi, Yossi Li Yisachayim Azer, he could build a Beis HaMikdash. The one who is Mesakin Netilis Yadayim, he builds the Beis HaMikdash, and he compiles Shia Shirim. He's got shaykhs to Kodesh Kodoshim, Shiashirim, Kodesh Kodoshim, and Mechlal to Beis HaMikdash. That's how he's going to explain. I mean, this is all the Hilka Marinan. That's how he's going to explain the whole thing. When Shiashirim is Megala, and Bochlam says, You're Achaisi, you're Ayosi, Shlereim Delay Misparshim, you're inseparable. Bochlam announces that. Shlema Melech felt that inseparableness because he was Mesak in the Yadayim of Klal Yisrael. No more koichi v'etzim yadi. There's no more yadayim. So when you get that to Masechus Yadayim, you realize that's the nekuda.
Rabbi said the Ayin was Ein Lacham Lemida.
Who?
Rabbi said the Ayin, that's what the Ayin, the Kodesh Kedoshim was.
Ayin, Einam in the Midah, yeah.
How does that connect that that's why there's no Das?
Einam in the Midah means it's not Mugdar. Right. Not Mugdar means it's Ma'alam in Asaych. In other words, you can't believe it until you see it. Manashach. It was Ma'amasayim, it made a measurement. And the Kodesh Kodashim was trying to. It's impossible. Can we understand a musik? The aura takes up room, but it doesn't take up room. That's lamalam in a tamadas. Lamalam in a tamadas. That's where the atzmius comes in. It's the same vote. That's a tefillah la'oni kilo. Al pitamadas. It's a rochan and you read this and does and yet. Oh, but then it's ma'ira. The rachman. That's ma'ira. The rachman. Rabbi from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'ira the atzmius to kikesh. A child has been so bad, he cries out to her father and he says, well, after all this, you're still my father. The father will break down. If he doesn't say that, if he justifies himself, then they'll have an argument. Batam Badas. Who's right? If the child breaks down and says, I know I'm wrong, I'll be your father. So Batam Badas, you should throw me out of the house. Batam Badas, you should everything. I'll be your father. Father, why did the father break down? Because the child was ma'oira, as a pnimistik, a atzmistik, and a kuda, and the father feels himself. What do I mean? If I hurt my child, I'm hurting myself. So what am I going to do now? I'm hurting myself. Yimagala, the atzmistik, a kesha. And that's the bechina, that's the same by, that's what Aaron HaKohen is, Megala, and Yom Kippur. But atzmistik, I'm a kusha, but atzmistik, Rav Shlaim. I'm like Rav Shlaim says over here, learning God. It's either us going up and hearing Rabban Shlalem and Kohen Gadol, or it's Rabban Shlalem coming to whisper to us. It's one or the other. And where the answer is taking kesher, so then it's Rabban Shlalem says, how can I punish them? I'm punishing Kabbi Yochel, I'm punishing myself. When we say Shiashim, we say Shiashim, and I have Shabbos. Shabbos is the Mechin of Alta Echad, Shimcha Echad, Amikam Chisrael Goy Echad Boretz. Shabbos is the Mechin of Goy Echad Boretz. Makusha the Ata Echad is Miskasha with the Shema with the Goy Echad. Ramela, therefore, Shabbos are one, inseparable. Ramela, that's why we say Asher Hashim just before Shabbos. Say when we say Asher Hashim after Erev Shabbos, after a whole week, we have Elias and Yeridus and Sanyans, and there's good weeks, there's bad weeks, there's good days, there's bad days, there's good hours, there's bad hours. Kimsa Asher Hashim. We declare Asher Hashim Kodesh Kadoshim. We declare we're Aaron HaKohen. Declares in the Kodesh Kadoshim. We're connected. From a kusha to your Rabban Shlein. It's more like a chizuk, Pasha Shmois, coming down to Mitzrayim. Shabbat begins with Rabban Shlein. So that's why Dafkin, this week's parasha, Koyim Hashem, Benim Chayir Yisrael. Dafkin, Shabbat, Rabban Shlein told Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Benim Chayir Yisrael. Dafkin, the matzav, well, Pitam Adas, that's it. Comes the Lamala Mitamad, so it's Lamala Mitamad, and that's Nizgala Beni Bechayr Yisrael. And for a Ben, the Rabban Shlalem does everything. Chol Gilui, Malchus, Nizgala, the one with the Rabban Shlalem.